moving on to libel, I'm just conscious that it's 20 past four, so it's unlikely we're going to get through all our motions, but we did promise Tanya that she could have an extension to her time because it's quite a technical issue, and I'm sure people don't mind staying on after half five on a Saturday. It's that's not a problem. So, Tanya, if you'd like to propose a motion.
Yes, I asked for an exemption from the time limit on the basis assumption that people wouldn't know much about the details of the Defamation Act 2013. If it turns out that you all do, then I'll forget it.
But... much
okay. Until the beginning of last year, defamation law, that's the law covering libel and slander, was the same in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Libel proceedings were hugely expensive, both for claimants and defendants. The defendants were incredibly complicated, sorry, the defences, and the judgments were pretty arbitrary, both in terms of who won and how much damages was awarded. So the result was very unjust. Basically, if you were rich enough as an individual or a corporation or institution, you could stifle any criticism, however trivial. Some of you will remember the McLibel case in which McDonald's sued two penniless environmental activists over a pamphlet. The case lasted 10 years. The defendants were ordered to pay £40,000 in damages. The European Court of Human Rights found that both their rights to a fair trial and to freedom of expression had been breached. It was this kind of case that led to widespread calls for reform and led to the Defamation Act 2013. If you're ever called upon to think of something useful that the coalition government did, this was it. It came into force on the 1st of January 2014 and brought about several very significant changes. Firstly, it introduced a threshold under which a statement can only be defamatory if it causes or is likely to cause serious harm to the claimant's reputation. And when the claimant is a commercial entity, serious harm means serious financial loss. So that in itself disposes of a lot of the sillier claims. Secondly, it removed the old defences, which were illogical and unfair, and replaced them with new ones of substantial truth, honest opinion, and publication in the public interest. Thirdly, it introduced protections for website operators, booksellers, etc., as long as they were acting honestly and responsibly. Fourthly, it extended the privilege enjoyed by parliamentary proceedings to cover international conferences, tribunals, and peer-reviewed academic journals. And finally, it brought in proper time limitations for claims, provisions against libel tourism, that is the use of UK courts for cases that have no real UK connection, and provisions by which if a claimant wins, the defendant may have to publish a summary of the proceedings. And it states that libel cases will normally be heard by a judge without a jury, so getting rid of some of the ridiculously high awards that had been made. That's all good, sensible law. It was underpinned by cross-party approval and overwhelming public support. So why am I standing here? Because it doesn't apply in Northern Ireland. The campaigners intended it to apply here, and the MPs who voted for it expected that it would be adopted by the Assembly under the legislative consent procedure. And the executive appeared to want to do so. In May 2012, while the Westminster Bill was in process, Sammy Wilson, who was then Finance Minister, submitted a paper to the executive as the first stage in that process. But 3 weeks later, without any explanation or consultation, he withdrew the paper, and it's never been resubmitted. The following year, Mike Nesbitt drew up an Assembly Bill that broadly followed the Westminster one, and public consultation on that showed over 90% approval. That bill was in turn referred by the then Finance Minister, now Simon Hamilton, to the Northern Ireland Law Commission, which recommended a full public consultation. That consultation closed last month, and we're awaiting the Law Commission's response. But yet another obstacle has arisen in that funding for the Law Commission has been axed, and it's due to close at the end of this month. In answer to a question in the Assembly a couple of weeks ago, Simon Hamilton said that there would not be time for the Law Commission to produce its report before it ceases to exist. He suggested that it might be possible for someone to finish the report, but said that the issue was not at the top of people's agenda. Well, I think that it should be, pretty near the top anyway, and this is why. Firstly, because libel law isn't just about two individuals insulting one another. The important cases are about claims by campaigners, writers, broadcasters, and academics that powerful organisations are abusing their power. Libel proceedings ought to be about testing those claims, but under the old law, the law that still applies here, they're more often about suppressing them. It isn't simply a matter of freedom of speech, vitally important as that is. Whatever issues we're researching and campaigning on, whether they're to do with environmental protection, welfare rights, employment rights, health, corruption, or tax dodging, sooner or later we come across people who don't want us to speak out and are prepared to use the threat of libel proceedings to bully us into keeping quiet. And if we don't, the energies, the resources, the time and money that should be put into progressing the campaign instead get sucked into the black hole of legal defence. Secondly, it's especially important in Northern Ireland, with our power-sharing system, that the decisions of those in power should be properly scrutinised and called to an account. On many issues, we have a one-man opposition in Stormont. Stephen does a fantastic job, but he can't talk about anything, everything. It's essential that we have a free press, independent NGOs, and unintimidating academics who can state facts and put forward honest opinions without being bombarded with writs. Thirdly, we have good green precedent for acting on this issue. In Caroline Lucas's maiden speech in the House of Commons, she very bravely spoke about the Trafigura case, in which the super injunction obtained by the company prevented anyone else from even mentioning the fact of the proceedings, never mind the appalling deaths, human suffering, and environmental destruction that they were all about. And finally, it's a crucial time to raise the issue. The combination of the axing of the Law Commission and the preoccupations of the other parties means there's a very real danger that this will be quietly dropped and the status quo allowed to continue. That's bad for democracy, it's bad for press freedom, and most of all, it's bad for the powerless who need the truth to be spoken. As long as the Northern Ireland loophole exists, the Defamation Act can't fully do what it needs to do. So I ask you to support this motion.
Thank you very much, Tanya. I certainly think the extension was well granted, because I know I learned a lot from that. So there you go. Would anyone like to speak for or against the motion at this stage? Okay, no takers. Does anyone have any questions for Tanya on the motion? Stephen?
Just one question. I suppose the old question of, was it conspiracy or cock-up? What happened at the executive? Was there a political reason, or was there something administrative? Yeah, fair enough. Tanya essentially said that there was one party with prominent members against it, i.e. the DUP, MPSA Junior spoke against it in the House of Commons, and Peter Robinson's made public statements against it. Is that correct? So it was politically opposed, as opposed to be honest, Tanya mentioned I can't speak on everything, I can't quite follow, and I kind of missed what happened in that issue, so I appreciate clarification.
Okay, thank you. Oh yeah, sorry, Garrett. Maybe we should just hold our AGM like the week after theirs and just vote against everything that they agree on. Okay, folks, we'll go to a vote then. So can I see a show of hands for all those in favour? Okay, all those against? And any abstentions? Okay, that's quite clearly carried. Thank you. Congratulations.